What's up? What's up? I am so honored to be here.
What? I am honored to have you. It's my boy, Uncle Reese, in the studio. Yo, Uncle Reese, we're going to get right into it. I got something special for our sisters out there. I want you to share your testimony about salvation and finding a virtuous woman in your fiance. Come on.
Well, I mean, she had a lot to do with it. And one of the things that I really admire and appreciate about her, she was not taking part in missionary dating at all. I met her. She loved God. And like I say, I didn't know who I was. And if you don't know who you are, if you don't know how to love yourself, it's impossible to love somebody else. Mm-hmm. And she was smart enough to recognize that, although, you know, she told me, yeah, you're very attractive and I like a lot of qualities about you, but I could never be with a man like you. And that was powerful, you know, to hear at that time of my life where, you know, I had what I would consider everything going for me except what needed to go for me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're blind and you don't understand that you have no future ahead of you, you don't think about that. Mm-hmm. Because I had no identity who I was. I didn't know how to love a person. Right. Because I didn't love myself. And she was smart enough to recognize that and say, you know what, although you have a lot of good qualities that I am looking for in a husband, you're not a man of God. And I could never be with a man like that. So it caused me to look at myself and say, wow, man, this is an amazing woman. And one of the things that I really appreciate about her, she didn't even allow me to have her phone number. I used to have to call her friend, and her friend would three-way her on the phone.
You hear this, ladies?
So she had accountability on the phone. And so, you know, I really admire that about there and the standard that she had for herself.
Right.
I mean, she was in college and I'm not. So guess what? I became a college boy. Mm-hmm. Immediately. Because, you know, I say, you know, this young lady is going somewhere in life and she's not going to date somebody that's not going somewhere. And so I knew that she was heavily in the word. So I wanted something to talk to her about, because wow, all she talked about all day was some Jesus.
Right, right.
And I don't know nothing about him. So I want to have a conversation, so I need to learn about him. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I read the book of Romans almost every day just so I would have something to talk to her about. And it was just so refreshing to meet somebody who spoke life all the time. So the story of my salvation was a story of unmerited love, mm-hmm, and favor that I didn't deserve.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Look at how God used that virtuous woman to use you, Uncle Reese, for the kingdom. Come on now. You know what? We're going to talk about this some more. Meanwhile, it's time to play your song. We're about to give you Uncle Reese's new song, I Can't Help Myself, off of his debut album, Bold, in stores on June 3rd.
Let's go.